Well, hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and I'm going to ask a question that I think you're going to have something to say about. It's very important we dive right in and have you fill up those phone lines. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. We are live today on this beautiful July 23rd. So please make that phone call to us and give us your thoughts about this question. Here we go. Do you wish you could start your life over again? Do you wish you could start your life over again? Now, you can approach it in many different ways. You can say, like, just a fresh, clean start, absolutely brand new start all over again. Or, you know, the things you know now by living a pretty long life, right? If you had all that knowledge, would you like to start your life over again? So we're going to cover this from all different angles, and we really want to have a robust discussion. So I need you to dial in 1-833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We've got Matt on the phones. He's ready, willing, and able to answer your call right now. Don't wait till the end of the show. We've got Michael at the controls, our producer, doing a fine job. Rich is on social media. I would be waving to you, but my allergies kicked in really. I mean, it's just so bad last night. I could not stop sneezing. There. So I want you to feel sorry for me and make that phone call. Okay, 833-288-EWTN or text in 833-288-3986. Do you wish you could start your life over again? Give me the details, how you would like to approach that if you would. I'm going to answer the question because I'm not going to ask you to do something I'm unwilling to do. And Jerry and I are very committed to that, to making sure we answer the question as well. And then you keep going and you add to the discussion for this very quick hour we have with one another. I really need you to participate. So stop what you're doing. I know it's a busy Thursday. I get it. If you saw my to-do list, you would definitely feel sorry for me, but we got to stop what we're doing and we've got to really educate, inform, and form the world. And this platform, the mystical body of Christ coming together as the Take Two family, guess what? We can do that. We can really help others, inspire others, motivate others. Come on, step up and really do your part. Okay, you do not have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening right now, we absolutely accept you and we value you as a family member. 833-288-EWTN. Again, that's 833-288-3986. The question I am asking today, and I need your response, so please step up and make a phone call. Do you wish you could start your life over again? Do you wish you could start your life over again? Okay, here's my answer. If I absolutely didn't have any of the experience, wisdom, knowledge from being 60 years old, would I like to start my life over again? Answer is no. I've said this many times. You know, we did a show once on, like, what's the first thing you're going to say to Jesus when you meet him? And I plan on saying, man, that was brutal. Don't send me back, whatever you do. Okay. But I take back a little bit what I said. Let me rephrase things. Do I wish I could start my life over again? One thing that I do regret, I really do, is if God had permitted it, allowed it, I would have definitely had more children. And I definitely would have wanted a daughter. Why? Because I was a very good daughter to my mom and I saw how she benefited from that. And I would have loved to have had that experience. I have two sons. I have two granddaughters, which is a wonderful blessing. But I would have loved to have had more children. So now if I, with gaining all the, okay, so not knowing anything, would I want to start over? Well, basically to have more children. If I had the knowledge and wisdom of everything, would I want to start over? Interestingly enough, I would say some parts, yes, because if I had the wisdom I have now, or I think I'd have now, or the maturity I think I have now, yeah, I would have approached things differently with different family members. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of interesting, but I tend not to look backwards and into the past. I tend to work really hard at staying in the present moment and moving forward because it's so important to do that. I think it can be very depressing to look into the past. Although if you have good memories, that's a wonderful thing. Although memories can also be kind of depressing because you don't have them again if people have left this earth, or you know, things of that nature, or have left your life. So there's, you know, do I wish I could start my life over again? Probably the answer would be no. I'm good where I'm at. So how about you? Could you answer the question now? See, I just processed the whole question in many different ways for you, the Take Two family. Now it's your turn. You are the catechists. You are the teachers for this program. So step up. Make a difference. Help other souls. Do you wish you could start your life over again? If you had the knowledge you have now, would you want to start it over? If you just wanted a fresh, clean start and just start your whole life over again, would you want to do that without any inside knowledge or anything about certain situations? You know, it's a tough thing. Life is a journey. It's definitely, in my opinion, a roller coaster. It's definitely an adventure. It has ups and downs and twists and turns. And you know, our goal is to get back home to God. That's the goal. We got to keep the focus and we keep moving forward. We're pilgrims on a journey. So do you wish you could start your life over again? Could you share with us? 833-288-EWTN. Please call in now. Don't wait till the end of the show. Don't wait for somebody to start the conversation. I just did. So I need you to step up. I need the leaders. Let's go, you guys. You are the ones that are going to set the pace for this hour. 833-288-EWTN. Call or text 833-288-3986. Matt is answering phones right now. That's great. Please, we have some open phone lines. I want that first set of callers all screened, ready to go when I come back from this very short break. So I'm asking you the question, do you wish you could start your life over again? Tell us why. Tell us why not. Tell us the details. We're not nosy. We really want to learn and grow together. So we need your help. Okay, just a couple open phone lines for the first set of callers. When I come back in this very brief pause I'm going to take, I'm going to go right to the phones. You guys are going to lead the discussion. We're going to have a really interesting time together for this very quick hour on Take Two. And we're going to hopefully educate others. 833-288-3986. Call or text that number. Do you wish you could start your life over again? And I'll be right back. Okay, the question I'm asking today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie is, do you wish you could start your life over again? I'm going to do a shout out to Nick in Louisiana. Nick, you had some interesting comments here about your story. I really want to talk to you, and you just dropped, and I would love for you to call back. If you can find the time, please call back. Matt will inch you closer to the front of the line. You were going to be first to lead the discussion. So Nick in Louisiana, if you hear the sound of my voice, please consider calling back. I really want to talk to you. Today's the anniversary of Father Benedict Rochelle's birthday. That's right. He was born July 23rd, 1933. And Father Benedict Rochelle, his real name, his birth name is Peter. And the reason why I know that is because he was born and raised in New Jersey, where I grew up. And he actually went to the same elementary school as I did, St. Aloysius in Caldwell, New Jersey. He was just an incredible Franciscan friar, Catholic priest, psychologist, television host, founder of the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal. He was known for serving the poor, doing so many retreat homes. I mean, just incredible what Father Benedict Rochelle accomplished in his time and in his vocation. Why do I know so much about him? Well, because he was actually very close to my family. My mother knew him well. They grew up in the same, they had the same kind of circle of friends, mutual friends. And my uncle, I talk about him a lot, the late Father Sylvester Lavolsi, great priest in northern New Jersey, was actually very close to Father Benedict Rochelle. And Father Benedict Rochelle credited my uncle for so many things. My uncle was a mentor to him, and they were very close. As a matter of fact, when my uncle passed away, one of the first calls they made was to Father Benedict Rochelle. So I feel so close to him. I met him a few times. He was so kind to me. I have great pictures with him. And yeah, it's just so cool that he was born in Jersey City, New Jersey, died in Totowa, New Jersey, so right where I grew up. And yeah, so many cool memories of Father Benedict Rochelle, great, great priest. So remember him today on his birthday. I just love it. Okay, I want to make a shout out one more time to Nick in Louisiana. Nick, if you're listening, if you can call back, I would really appreciate it. You had some comments on the screen. I don't want to share those unless you want them to be expressed to the Take Two family. But it's really something I think we should talk about. So Nick, if you can call back, dial 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. You can call or text to that number, and that's for everyone trying to get in. We have an on-deck circle, so please consider calling in right now and answering the question, do you wish you could start your life over again? Okay, in the meantime, I'm going to get to Eleanor. Eleanor's in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, on listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Eleanor. Welcome.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, perfectly. You go right ahead.
So the answer is an unequivocal yes. However, I would only want to return with the understanding that I have now, the relationship I have with Jesus, the importance of living the living word, because otherwise what's the point?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, and so yeah. I converted to Catholicism was in the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. And I went through that period of kicking myself, right? Like, oh my gosh, this was so obvious, you know? I almost had it. Why didn't I figure it out? But we get to where we are in the timing that God intends. So I'm just very grateful that, yes, in this lifetime, I came to the understanding of sacred scripture and truth and living, as I said, the living word of God.
I love
that. My best.
well, welcome home, Eleanor. When did you come into the church, Holy Mother Church?
So I came into the church officially Easter of this past year.
Wow. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is amazing. I put you in the prayer book for continued blessings and graces. So, you know, I wanted to share something, Eleanor. What you said is so important. So basically, what I don't want to put words in your mouth, but what I hear you saying, and tell me if I'm right on this, you're saying, you know, because you have this deep, now beautiful relationship with the Lord, all this, you know, enlightenment, if you will, and understanding and revelation, you would want to go back and have that going back and starting over. So more time with the relationship with the Lord, longer in, if you were to start your life over, correct?
Absolutely. So
yeah.
That I could be more impactful in the ways that I believe we are all here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But here's the great news. Our God stands outside of time. And so he makes up for all the things that we cannot do. He makes everything right. He makes everything new. And so, you know, that's why this is the day the Lord has made. So that's why we stay in the present moment and go forward, because the Lord makes everything beautiful. And what you just shared today, you know, just imagine you are helping so many young souls who are listening. And believe me, we get a lot of young folks. We have teenagers that listen to the show that you will impact by your testimony. And so they may be thinking, this is interesting. Eleanor's saying she'd go back and do her life over again because she wants to let that shine into the world, her relationship with the Lord. I love that, Eleanor. You are awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Thanks for Take Two, you and Jerry, and just all that you do beyond the Take Two show, and just appreciate all that you give to all of us.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And right back at you. We do this together. We're family. So thank you for stepping up. You caused a lot of phones to light up, Eleanor. Way to go. That's awesome. Thank you again. Call us anytime from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I love that. Okay, Nick in Lafayette, Louisiana called and he had to get back to work, but he does have a comment for us. He said, I had a 20-year pornography addiction and brought it into my marriage. I would absolutely want to start over and not hurt my wife and offend God like I did. But considering the graces God gave me in recovery, I wouldn't change a thing. Nick, that is such a powerful statement and story. And, you know, folks that have, addiction issues always say that. You know, I shouldn't say always. Oftentimes they say it frequently because they want to go back and do it over because they realize the pain it caused themselves and the people around them. But again, Nick, what you just said, the grace and the graces that continue to flow, God makes everything new. God brings everything back into perspective. God brings everything, you know, to be healed and to move forward. So Nick, thank you for stepping up and sharing. You know, you're spot on. We make a lot of mistakes in this world. We get hooked into a lot of different things and we wish we could hit the reset button. But we really, in so many ways, we can through God's grace. And you just tapped into that, Nick. Way to go. God bless you. And I put you and your wife in the prayer book and for continued blessings on your life and your family. And to stay strong, you know, addiction is one of those things. We all have addictive, I shouldn't say we all have, pretty much all of us have addictive nature, right? Just look at the screen time we take part in, or the gadgets we're hooked to, or food, or sleeping, or, pornography, or gambling, or whatever. There's so many drugs. There's so many addictive things out there. We have to stay strong, but through God's grace, through help, through prayer, we can, and through the mystical body of Christ, really building each other up, not tearing each other apart like what's happening on social media. All you see is the demons laughing on social media because they're seeing us rip each other apart. Don't do that. Build each other up. And let's really support one another so we can all get back to heaven. Nick, thank you so much for getting back to us. I'm so glad we got to comment on your story. I'm going to go to Edgar. Edgar's in Colombia in South America, has called us before from Catholic Spirit Radio, listening online. Edgar, welcome back to the program.
Oh, thank you very much for having me once again. Thank you.
Go right ahead. Would you start your life over again?
Yeah, sure. That's what I feel now. I'm over 62 years old, and I think that I do have now, I feel that I have a closer relationship with Jesus nowadays. But I don't like to have it before, when I was a teenager, when I was a young adult, because with spiritual maturity, you can make better decisions for yourself, for your family, for your profession, for the community. So that's what I feel right now. I regret not having started earlier with this personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Nowadays, I realize that that's what shines my way to tread the God's ways. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So my comment is in that direction, that spiritual maturity is what enables you to make proper decisions for your life. Because in our life, we are always making decisions, but we should be informed by Jesus to make proper decisions.
Absolutely. So you're in line with Eleanor, who was saying the same thing, like your relationship with God, your relationship with our Lord is so important to you now at your age, that if you had that understanding, that depth, that wisdom, you would want to take that back and start over in your younger days. That is beautiful. And I think, you know, Edgar, as you were speaking and sharing your story and Eleanor was doing the same, deep inside of me, I was just thinking that God must be so pleased at both of you for sharing a similar take on this, because it's just so, how do I say it? It's so pleasing to God that you recognize the importance of the relationship with God. You recognize that, and you want that to have extended throughout your whole entire life. I can only imagine that all of heaven smiles at that. So Edgar, you are so awesome. Thank you so much for weighing in on this topic. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless you. Thanks for being a loyal member of Take Two now. I think that's the second time you've called. We hope you call us again. Thank you so much, Edgar. Great contribution to this topic. And we do have full phone lines plus. And I want to give the number again if you want to be on the On Deck Circle, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And I just had someone text me and say, was that gentleman really from Colombia? Yes, absolutely. He's one of our international family members. And I love that. So thank you again, Edgar. You made people smile today. That was beautiful. We're going to get to Chrissy in Texas. And Chrissy's on listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Chrissy. Welcome.
Hi, it's good to be here. Thank you for answering my call.
Thank you. You go right ahead.
Yes, ma'am. For me, I'm a married woman and I have four kids, and I wouldn't trade it for the world with my kids. But would I change my life? Yes, because I have gone this really deep connection with our Lord. Before I got married, I would go to church every single weekend with my family and my parents. And when we were able to, we would get communion. For 18 years, we had to do that until we grew up and took our own path. But as I was about 5 years old, maybe 14, 15 years old, I was deep in prayer. A lady on the other side of the church, she calls me over there and tells me that Jesus wants me to make a decision, that whatever I decide was going to be the right answer. Mm-hmm. And she was asking me, because I was wanting to get a boyfriend, and which it happened. The next weekend, I had gone to a dance and met my husband, who is my husband now. Mm-hmm. Or I could be a nun.
Oh, wow.
And that's why. That is why I say I love my kids, but I would love to be a nun. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have so many experiences with my Lord that he talks to me and he tells me, you need to pray for this person. You need to reach out to this person. I am in so many different organizations in my church. I am a Eucharist minister. I am in the choir. I mean, I try to spend my time with my Lord. But before all that, I used to help in peewee football or sports or whatever. Mm-hmm. But once he pulled me to church, I loved it. I wouldn't change it. I wish that I could do more mm-hmm. for our Lord.
Wait, Chrissy, can you hold on? You hear that music. Hold on. I want to ask you a big question when I come back. If you can just hang with me for about a minute. Cynthia, you're going to be up after Chrissy. Gina, Maria, Susan, Andy, and the others. Come on, you guys. Answer the question. Do you wish you could start your life over again? 833-288-3986. We'll be right back. Okay. Okay, I'm asking the question today. Do you wish you could start your life over again? So would you please call this number? Some of you dropped off. I'd like for you to call back if you can or make a comment by texting to this number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Please call back. And I'm especially doing a shout out to Gina Maria. If you can call back, you were right. You were going to be next after Cynthia. I'm speaking with Chrissy in Texas, though. But Chrissy, hold on. I just wanted to do a quick shout out and congratulations to another EWTN radio affiliate is celebrating an anniversary. KFUZ FM 103.3 serving Clarkston, Washington on the air for 11 years. Congratulations to John Fazzari and everyone at Clarkston Catholic Radio from your friends here at EWTN. Congratulations, you guys. Okay, back with Chrissy. So Chrissy, one thing that you said, you know, about being having a vocation to being a religious sister, I just wanted to say this real quickly. You made also the comment that God speaks to you and, you know, you are active in the church, volunteering, doing things, helping other souls. That is a vocation. That is ministry. So God is using you brilliantly. And it sounds like you're very open to the Lord. And that's a wonderful gift that you have. But why don't you continue on and finish where you left off, because that break came right in between.
Thank you for that. I've always wondered, because sometimes it's hard for me to understand if he's speaking to me, but I asked him, I said, Lord, you need me? I'm here. Show me or do something that I can understand that what you need me to do, what you need me, who needs the prayer? Because sometimes when I'm praying for these people, I don't know who they are. I just pray. If my Lord says pray, okay, I'm praying. I have been married for 37 years, and I think, I know I would want to change, but I love my kids, like I said. But my Lord needs me here where I'm at. And they're all grown. They're all grown. My youngest one is fixing to be 21 years old. And to me, I feel that I need to be doing something else. I can feel he wants me to do other stuff. And I tell him, I'm here. Just let me know. Mm-hmm. And if I could, I wish I could be some kind of nun or something that I could be even more help. Mm-hmm.
But, okay, I get where you're coming from, Chrissy. I totally get it. Like, you know, it sounds very probably like the next steps. You've raised your children. They're independent. They're out there in the world. So now, you know, you wanted the calling to be a religious sister. But I really believe, this is just my personal opinion now, I really believe that the laity are being asked to do some extraordinary things out there in the world. Things that I don't think sometimes that religious sisters or priests can even do. We are called to do things, to be one-on-one with each other, walking with each other, really going through the day-to-day. And I'm not saying that they don't have their special gifts. Of course they do. We need the priests for the sacraments, right? We need our religious sisters for the prayer and what they contribute to the body of Christ. But the laity have a very definite role. And if God is tapping you like that, that's pretty amazing. So I just want to say kudos to you for realizing that tap from God and responding, because a lot of people get the tap, but they don't respond, or they say, you know, or they wait. They say, well, I'm going to finish raising the kids, or I'm going to finish my work and retire before I give it all to God. And it sounds like you've pushed all your chips in with God. And that's a wonderful thing, Chrissy. I put you in the prayer book for continued blessings.
Yes, ma'am. And, you know, I told God, you know what, that you have all of me, body, soul, everything that I have of me, it's yours. I'm here. It's yours. I'm here for you. That's why I'm here on earth, to serve you and to please you. I even had at one point where I was a young girl. The phone rings, I answer it. And I don't know if it was a joke, but I didn't take it as a joke because I didn't feel it like it was a joke, but she said that she was our Blessed Mother, and all she wanted was to tell me that she loved me. And she goes, don't get scared or anything. And, you know, and they weren't, it wasn't a giggling voice or anything. So I've always wondered what. Mm-hmm. And I have talked to the priest, and he says, well, if you felt that it wasn't a joke and nobody was laughing or anything like that, then just take it as it is and just say and imagine that it was her and, mm-hmm. and just go with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, can I share something about what you just said? Because a lot of people, I've been doing the show now for many, many years, and the other show that I host, co-host is Spirit World with Father Mike Driscoll. We see mm-hmm. comments and we read comments like this all the time, Chrissy, what you just said about receiving uh-huh. message from heaven. I believe, this is again, my personal opinion, I believe we're mm-hmm. receiving messages continuously. Continuously. It's just a matter if we have the eyes to see and the ears to hear and to respond and to be open. So I take that as Our Lady wanted to let you know how much you are loved, how you're on such a beautiful path with the Lord. Look what you just shared with the world, Chrissy. And think about it for a second. Okay, there are people in their cars right now going to and from work, running around, doing their to-do list, their errands, their chores, all their things. They're racing around. They probably have EWTN playing in the background, and here comes Take Two Show on their local affiliate, and they're listening. And you just said, I gave it all to the Lord, everything.
Yes.
I gave myself to the Lord. Do you know how powerful that is, what you just said? Do you know how that's going to impact other souls? So it's not rocket science for me to figure out that heaven is pleased with how you are responding to the Lord. So why shouldn't you receive those heavenly gifts? I think it's just natural, but go ahead.
Yes, I get very emotional. I mean, I cry at a drop of a hat. I get communion. I'm just crying like a baby, because I could feel his presence inside me. And it's just an amazing feeling that I would always want to feel like that. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I take what I can when I can and all the time if I can.
Yeah. Keep on keeping on. You go, girl. I got you in the prayer book for continued blessings.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You are awesome, Chrissy. I could talk to you forever. Thank you so much for calling in and waiting to be on air with all of us. God bless you. Cynthia is in San Antonio, Texas. We're going to stay in Texas for a little bit, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Cynthia. Would you start your life over again?
Yes, I would. I would definitely, but only if I could do what I've done, like getting closer to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Because growing up with parents, we didn't go to church. Only once in a while or special occasions. I didn't do my sacraments until I was already 17 years old. And I did go to church every Sunday, but it wasn't the same. I actually didn't get closer to the Lord until my 30s. Mm. And to me, I went on a retreat, and it completely, like, changed my life. When I did that, I felt the Lord's love. I wanted to do more for God. I just felt like he had given me 30 years of life, and I had done nothing for him. And it was at that point that I started doing more. I think I joined every ministry in the church. Mm-hmm. I wanted to just serve the Lord because he had been so merciful to me that I just felt like I just wanted to give my all. Mm-hmm. And I did for many, many years. But I would like to start over if I could start with my walk with the Lord like I did in mm-hmm. my 30s. I would like love to start at, because I see some kids that start at 14. They're going to little teen retreats and they're getting involved. And I wish I had had that opportunity so I could do more, so I could serve more. And that's how I would start over, only mm-hmm. if that could happen for me.
Well, we serve a God, a great, big, gracious, amazing God who stands outside of time, and just, you know, ask him to, you know, allow that for you to feel that completion, if you will, in the relationship, even though, for you said those past years, you maybe didn't give enough time to the Lord. Ask him to kind of fill that. Ask him to make up for that. Our Lord is so amazing, Cynthia. I can tell you miracles. We could sit on the phone for hours and I could tell you miracles that have happened to Take Two family members and Jerry, my co-host, Jerry Usher, and me, that have happened to me, that God just makes up for the lost time. And that, because we have to live in time, right? We have to work through time, and we go from next step to the next step, and we move along on this journey. And the Lord knows that. Right. He sees all that. So I would ask him to do something miraculous in your life and say, can you just fill all that past time and let me experience what it would have been like if I was super close to you back then? I would try that. I mean, God can do anything.
And I think, in a way, I've been teaching CCD, and I think just being able to teach the youth. And I teach them everything I can and everything I've learned, you know, even things that are not in the book. You know, I'm like, hey, you know, let me tell you about this. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you about the saints. Let me tell you about, I tried to fill them with things I would have wanted to learn when I was young.
Right.
And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm actually doing the classes. Mm-hmm. They start again in August, and I love teaching. I love working with the youth. And I think in some way, that's a little piece that where I can actually do a little bit of what I would have wanted.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
You're right. I can ask for more. Who
yeah.
can? I mean, everybody can ask for more. So
yeah, yeah.
And I love your show, and I love your program, and I'm a EWTN advocate for life. I'll tell you that much.
Cool.
I appreciate the opportunity to talk about my walk and your advice.
Oh, yeah. You know, as you were talking, I just real quickly, I call to mind this story that I brought up several times on air. And those that are in my same age range, you'll remember this. The Partridge family, right? The Partridge family, the teen idol, David Cassidy, right? Before he died, in 2017, so that's 10 years ago, his daughter was with him, and his one of his last statements, if you will, before he passed, as he said, so much wasted time. That's what David Cassidy said, the teen idol who was, you know, on every cover of every magazine you can imagine. Back then, back in the day, he was a superstar. And he said, so much wasted time. And you know, it's interesting because I wonder what he meant by that. A lot of people have speculated that, you know, he spent so much time being a superstar, he missed out on relationships. And that includes probably his relationship with the Lord, right? Any all relationships, because he was so busy focused on achieving. I don't want to put words into what everybody was speculating. Yeah, the career. But I'll tell you what, I certainly, Cynthia, don't want to be saying that on my deathbed, so much wasted time. That's why I believe the Lord will definitely fill those gaps and those places where we missed out. We missed a missed opportunity, because he's our God and he knows how we feel. And we're here today and we love him with all of our heart, all of our soul, or we should, right? And God will make that up. Yeah. Yeah, I love
Amen,
that.
Jesus. That's right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, we just got word from our call screener, Matt. He just said David Cassidy's daughter was very, very, she was very angrily estranged from him for years. So yeah, he missed out on relationships because he was going for that career. So yeah, Cynthia, there's so much. And our God is so good. You know, the other thing I learned too, real quickly, take your intentions during the offertory during Mass, because I've heard it said many times that the angels, you know, present those to the altar. And it's very important for our guardian angels to do that and ask for a ton of graces during Mass. Ask for a ton. I just love that, Cynthia. And I love that you're in the classroom forming young minds. So thank you.
Thank you very much. And I will start doing that. You know how you always ask for favors? Mm-hmm. During Mass for others, but I would never really ask for myself in a sense. So thank you for sharing that.
Oh yeah. I just heard it from a bunch of different priests on social media, this week. So yeah. Oh, very cool. Thank you, Cynthia. Have a beautiful rest of your day in San Antonio, Texas. We're going to move to Michigan, Traverse City, Michigan. First time caller, Susan, is listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Susan. Welcome.
Hi. And Thank you so much for your great question. I absolutely would not want to start over because God put before me all the challenges that I grew up with. And without those challenges, I may never have found the Lord. Mm. And I was blessed to gradually find him. I was raised Protestant, always went to church, spent the time in church counting the bricks on the wall because I couldn't, I would get distracted. But later, I was asked to join an ecumenical Bible study. From there, I realized that the Catholics believed the same thing I did. And I went to the local church and asked to become a Catholic. And I had married a Catholic man, but we had a priest marry us, but in a Protestant church at the time. And I've never looked back. I've enjoyed every new challenge God has given me, every new lesson he's taught me. And I made a lot of mistakes and still make them, but I know his love. And boy, I just would never want to risk not having that love again.
Wow. Okay, that was powerful, Susan. Thank you so much for being a first-time caller and stepping up and sharing your testimony. So basically, your challenges in life brought you to the Lord in such a close and intimate way. And so you would not want to go back and because you appreciate everything you've gone through to get you to where you are today. That's amazing. And that is such a balanced beautiful way to look at life in general. And I hope and pray that those that are going through challenges right now in life realize that God permits so much of it so that it allows us to get where you're at today. Wouldn't you say, Susan?
I really, really would. And I mean, he watched over me because I could have gotten involved with the occult. He watched over me and I didn't. I went through some deliverance later in life to get rid of any of those seeds, and I thank God for that. But, you know, he's so wonderful.
Yeah.
He's just so compassionate, and it doesn't matter what mistakes. I remember one confession that I went to. I didn't want to go see the Monsignor because I thought, oh my gosh, he's going to be so horrible. It was probably the best confession I ever partook of.
Mm.
And, you know, God just led me there. I had preferred the other softer priest, but he went, nope, you're going to Monsignor.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so glad I did.
Yeah. Well, you know, you were prompted by the Spirit and you took the harder road of, like you said, I would have preferred the softer priest. Yeah, most of us would have. And you said, no, I'm going to go to the Monsignor. But it turned out to be what you needed, the remedy for you, because it's a healing sacrament. I love that, Susan. I love the way you are very open to the Spirit. It's very obvious. Thank you so much for sharing today with all of us.
Well, thank you for your openness with the Spirit and with your sharing it on both your programs.
Aw, thank you, Susan. Yeah, please pray for us and take the Take Two and Spirit World Family Intentions with you the next time you go to Mass, please. And thank you. And call us again. Don't let this just be a one-time call. Call us again. Thank you so very much. Martha and Grace, hold on. I'm going to try to get to both of you real quickly, but I want to just share the world over tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on EWTN Radio and TV. Brian Birch, U.S. Ambassador to the Holy See, talks about the historic Independence Day dinner with Pope Leo at the U.S. Embassy in Rome. He'll discuss the nature of U.S. relations with the Holy See, and he explains the diplomatic role of the U.S. ambassador to the Holy See between the papacy and the presidency. And Tommy Pigott, a U.S. State Department spokesman on the new report on the Cuba New report on Cuba just released by the State Department. Okay, I'm trying to read fast. That's tonight. Check it out because I want to get to Martha and Grace. Martha in Mississippi on WJXC. Welcome, Martha.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. You go right ahead. Would you start your life over?
No.
I love the way you said that. No. Why?
Because it's been full of, you know, from the get-go, I was more about oxygen and I have some issues. And right now I'm going through a lot and I wouldn't want to bring children into the world. I don't like the way things are. I would rather have been just a being, actually just, I shouldn't say this, but I am. I would have rather have passed at birth than to have to live in this life.
Martha, that breaks my heart because your life is so important to God. And that's, I know you, it sounds like you've been through so many challenges and it's been a tough life for you. I get that. But God, it matters to God. It matters to the body of Christ. That's all of us. And so I know it may seem like, okay, it would have been possibly easier, you know, to not have made it to this earth or to this world, or maybe a shortened life or something of that nature. But that's just not how our God works. You are so important to Him and to us. So I know it's difficult, but there's a reason you're going through it. And that reason you'll see in eternity. If you continue to stay faithful with the Lord, you will see it in eternity. I believe it. What do you say, Martha?
I don't really consider myself faithful. I'm kind of I kind of doubt a lot. I believe in the death, resurrection of Christ, but I believe sometimes because I wasn't brought up in church, I've been to different denominations, and I find going into a church is not very welcoming and it's not very comfortable because I've been abused in a church before.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I still go, but I just don't, to be honest, I don't really like the way I feel when I go because I feel like I'm not doing enough. I feel like I'm failing with things that I've done in my life and right now, my grandchildren are having to go through investigations, and I just don't like the way my life's been.
Right,
and like I'm not a sugarcoater. I don't sugarcoat anything.
Sure,
and but, I just don't.
Right,
I feel like if I had to do it over again. And I was to be born, and I, you know, had to go through things. I would rather never marry and never have children, and focus on a career that would give me kind of like something that wouldn't be as traumatizing as being married and having children.
Okay, so you've had a lot of pain in your past, but Martha, today is the day. Today's the day. And you just shared with the Lord and all of us, because I hope and pray all of heaven is listening. So you have to imagine that our God is listening. Okay. You shared with the Lord and all of us that you went through some really hard times, but you have the opportunity today to continue that relationship with the Lord, deepen your relationship, ask your guardian angel, Psalm 91, go into the Bible, Psalm 91, ask your guardian angel to help you get really close to the Lord so that you can finish this race well. And that's what I want for you so very much. I'm going to ask all the Take Two family, guys, shower Martha with tons of prayers today so she can feel that and she can move forward in a new, beautiful way with her relationship with the Lord. And you'll see, Martha, God will produce so many wonderful things going forward in the next chapters of your life. And that's what we're going to pray for. Please know you have our prayer support. Thank you. I have to just say hello real quickly. Grace, first time caller in Kentucky on Savior Radio. Grace, I literally have 30 seconds. I just wanted to say hello. 30 seconds. Take it away.
I would just change the fact that I wanted to that I meet my boyfriend sooner, because he, him and his family bring me so much love and life.
Beautiful.
And I have learned Christ through them. I was already on that path, but I feel like through them, I'm able to strengthen my faith. I got myself a Bible, and I'm doing good Bible study, and I've never really done that before, and good. I feel so loved.
Oh, you should, Grace. Grace, you're awesome. First time caller, call us again. I wish I had longer to speak with you, but that was an awesome way to close this episode. Your boyfriend got you closer to the Lord. That is wonderful. Keep on that path, that journey. It's so exciting. It's a great adventure. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about if you're an optimist or a pessimist. Ooh, that's going to be a good one tomorrow. Thanks to the show team. Thanks to all the affiliates that carry the show. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. See you real soon.